guitar. So the Good Friday Agreement generation is going to be going out live on TV on Wednesday night, isn't that right? Can you tell us a bit about the programme, why you're involved with it, and what can we expect?
Well, I've no idea why I'm involved with it, but I'm really delighted to be. I mean, I would do a lot of social affairs kind of issues for BBC Newsline and have done sort of for the past 10 years or so. So I would imagine that's why. We've got about 200 young people. So everybody that was born the year the Good Friday Agreement was signed, but a real wide cross-section. So basically, you know, a little bit of a microcosm of overall society. Now, the one thing I would say about that is perhaps we've kind of gone to schools and asked for people, you know, who want to do it. So it's probably not entirely representative of the apathy that's out there. Yeah. But so I think by its very nature, the people who are on want to be on. Nobody's been press ganged into it. So they probably will have fairly strong opinions one way or the other, which is what we want. You know, we want to hear kind of the issues that they are interested in, but also it's their opportunity. So there'll be politicians from the eight main parties will be there, and this is their opportunity to say, well, look, hang on, I do feel you've done a great job, or I think you've done a rubbish job, or somewhere in between. So that's the premise of it, and it's something that we haven't done before. I mean, we have lots of programmes that, you know, we have young people on, but not an entire programme where it's just people who are 18. But I think it's really significant given the year that it is, the Good Friday Agreement, and what people kind of had hoped for, but also hearing from young people who have no memory of the Troubles whatsoever. So anything that they know about what happened here before the Good Friday Agreement has got to be either told to them by a parent or a friend or whatever, or in school, or read on the internet or on a newspaper or an old TV programme. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I mean, I guess in a sense you have got absolutely no idea what to expect. I mean, young people broadly have been left out of the kind of political conversation, haven't they? So you're going into this. I mean, what do you research, or what kind of way are you coming at it from? Because we don't really know.
I mean, we're coming at it from, I mean, we're kind of researching everything now. I was in Belfast, met with politics students, A-level students last week. And then I was in Poleglass on Wednesday night talking to some kids at a youth club again, first time voters. And tomorrow I'm going to the Shankill to do something similar. So the one thing that, I mean, they were quite different, the Belfast Met students compared to Poleglass, you would probably expect that. But the one thing that, I mean, everybody's actually quite engaged and quite interested and really feel a sort of sense of wanting things to be different. And very much, you know, people were saying, well, look, I'm not going to vote the way my parents have voted. But actually, it was more, I'm not going to vote the way my grandparents voted. So it's almost like it's almost another generation that it has skipped, that maybe a certain family has particular views that, you know, may be seen as hard line by some people, but the young people now are looking at that and saying, no, I don't agree with that. That's too close to one side or the other. I want to steer somewhere down the middle. But I think the one thing that we did hear from the Belfast Met students was that, who do we vote for? There's no party for us. And I think that's possibly the message that the politicians will take away, if that's what we get on Wednesday night, that, you know, young people feel that maybe there isn't a particular party that represents what they feel about things.
And is that the issue you think is coming from young people? I mean, the wider, you know, the oldies, we'll call them, are kind of talking about education and health. Is it with young people using social issues,
yeah,
or is it more just...
I think it's a mixture. Yeah. I think they're interested in tuition fees. I think they're interested in education. I think they feel mental health issues are a big problem. They feel under pressure. You know, especially the Belfast Met students were saying, look, we have a couple of part-time jobs to help us get through A-level year, which you sort of think, actually, you know, that's a bit tough. You know, most A-level students get to kind of do their A-levels and maybe not have like massive amount of, you know, debt or massive amount of money to kind of try and sustain themselves at the same time. But there's stuff around, obviously, the social issues around abortion, same-sex marriage, but there's stuff about the future as well. And it's a big issue for children and young people and students who maybe are thinking, will I go away or will I stay? And that's not just a university question. That's, you know, kids who've maybe trained in a particular trade, saying, well, look, am I going to work here, and or am I going to go to Australia, or am I going to go to America, or am I going to go to New Zealand, or am I going to go to, you know, various parts of Europe? So I think there's a wide range, and in some ways maybe they're not that different from the oldies, as you call them, how dare you, but maybe they just come at it from a fresher and maybe more idealistic view, and maybe they think that it's easier to solve some of the problems, and maybe that's where the politicians will say, well, look, you know, I tried A, B and C, but we couldn't get agreement, or I tried A, B and C, but, you know, the civil servants wouldn't let me get it through, or whatever, you know, I've heard that said recently by politicians, so... you know, who knows? And, you know, we're going to try and keep it as broad as possible, but at least have a good discussion about the issues that we're going to cover, you know, so we don't want to just skim across 20 issues. It's better to kind of drill down into, you know, a smaller number.
Hopefully this programme will maybe engage young people who weren't going to vote, but maybe after watching the programme they will vote. For yourself, were you always politically engaged? I mean, you're at the heart of, you know,
yeah,
political centre in Northern Ireland now.
I mean, I have, and I think people of my generation, and certainly, you know, my kind of peers in here, we're very much, I think, we're driven to go into journalism because of the Troubles. You know, I think it was very much because you were from a very young age watching the news reports, and the news was different. You know, kids today watch all different channels, get stuff off their phones. You know, make himself sound like one of the oldies now, but there was, you know, there was one TV in our house and the news was on and nobody spoke during the news.
Okay.
You know, it was a very serious issue. Now, maybe not all households, but I think a lot of households in the kind of, you know, in the early 80s were like that, and the Troubles, you know, it was so serious and was so awful for a lot of people that, you know, we were probably inspired into going into journalism for that reason. And I was talking to somebody earlier, and I had a very, very inspirational politics teacher at school who definitely inspired me to kind of think. And I would have been quite different from a lot of the people in my class. I would have thought quite differently about things. And, you know, he kept saying to me, don't lose that. By the time you're 25, you'll not care anymore. But he just said, no, keep on, keep holding on to it. And I like to think that I have. You know, I still do care passionately about, you know, what happens to people and what's happening in the political system in Northern Ireland.
Well, a lot of my friends that I talk to, or even some of our listeners in Queen's Radio, don't really care about politics because it's either uncool or they don't see it as relevant. So why should they tune in on Wednesday night?
Well, it's funny. I mean, somebody was telling me earlier that they did a hustings event in a school last week, and they did a show of hands on who was interested in the assembly election, and about three people put their hands up. And then they said, what about Brexit? What about the European referendum? And every hand went up. So I think that's interesting as well, because perhaps younger people have a slightly more global perspective, and because of the internet. I mean, that's the other thing. Social media has changed things in so many ways. And if you, you know, back whenever I was younger, say, for instance, somebody was gay, they might have felt that they were on their own.
Yeah.
But I think social media now shows that, you know, if you're gay or whatever, if you're disabled, if you have MS, if you have Parkinson's, whatever that particular issue is, there, you may have felt that you were on your own because, you know, you had a phone in the house and you maybe only saw a small number of people. But now you can write something on Twitter and, you know, 10,000 people could be in that club, or chat, started with chat rooms and all that sort of thing. So I think there's just a different perspective now. So in terms of whether they should tune in or not, I mean, tune in and see what you think. You know, give us your reaction. We've got a hashtag on the night, and tell us what you think. I mean, that's what we're there for. It's a vehicle. You know, we're not being prescriptive about what we talk about. We're asking kids to come on, young people, whatever term you want to use, 18-year-olds, and then we're going to take it from there.
Okay. And you're presenting with Stephen Nolan as
yes.
well?
Yes.
That'll be fun. So it's 9 o'clock, is that right?
9 o'clock on BBC
okay.
One, and also it's going on the news channel right across the UK. So I think that's interesting as well, because I know in the Scottish referendum campaign, I was watching a lot of the coverage that was being made in Scotland but was being broadcast across the UK. So I'd say there'll be a lot of people watching, and you know, it's time for us to not let ourselves down.
Brilliant. Well, look, good luck with it, Tara. Thanks for speaking to us.
No problem.